Hey guys, this is Chelsea Brown, and welcome back to Time Traveler. I return lost heirlooms to families, and in this podcast, I'll be sharing all of my juiciest returns and the stories behind them, deep diving into the scandal and drama behind genealogy,
giving a historical point of view on trending topics and pop culture.
But most importantly, I'm using these heirlooms to travel back in time
to connect us with real, raw moments in history.
Today, we're going to be talking about cheating and affairs. I have this diary from 1926 that belonged to a man who constantly cheated on his wife all of the time. He honestly just seemed purely miserable. One entry reads, "This is mental torture only weeks after marriage, choosing between wife and mother." So, obviously, there is some family drama there. This diary is also particularly interesting because he spends a good amount of time in brothels. And funny enough, he becomes overly excited now that women in Paris need special licenses to prove that they are free from any sexual disease. He writes in another entry, "Now, if you have got to have a woman, you can safely have her, and you with no fear that you will also obtain a dreaded disease." Oh my gosh. Normally, I read diaries from women, so it's interesting to hear the perspective of a bad relationship coming from a man and a man's perspective. This diary, unfortunately, only has 20 entries in it, but the entries are just very telling. And what's great about these types of artifacts is that you can, in a way, piece together the relationship, not just by what's written in these letters and in these entries, but also from the research you do on that person who is writing the diary. We will get to what I found from researching this family in a little bit. But I have come across so many letters and diaries that reveal cheating. And it's interesting that I'm researching this now with all of the current pop culture scandals happening. I mean, you have Ned Fulner from the Try Guys that got caught cheating with a coworker, right? And then you also have Adam Levine, who was also recently caught cheating and DMing girls on Instagram. Which, by the way, this is completely unrelated, but it blows my mind how utterly stupid people can be. Like, if you're a celebrity, what in the flying flupa would make you think that if you DM a girl, she won't immediately just screenshot it? I'm not trying to teach people how to cheat here, but the brain cells just aren't there. It's hard enough for normal men to cheat because of, one, how good female spidey senses are, and I truly believe in female spidey senses, but also, two, with this new age of technology, right? But you would just think that a celebrity would be even extra careful if they wanted to have an affair. It's like, I don't know. It's like trying to cheat on a test, but instead of having the answers, you know, maybe hidden on your hand or on your palm, you have neon green post-it notes super glued all over your desk with the answers. I mean, again, the common sense just isn't there. It dumbfounds me. But back to the point, from a historical standpoint, let's talk about cheating both in and out of the workplace. We'll do both. In general, I don't know if this will come as a surprise to many of you, but cheating in the workplace happens more often than you think, and it's been happening for hundreds of years. But is it really that surprising? I mean, in a workplace, we are consuming the bulk of our days with people who probably have similar interests to our own. And then on top of that, you're spending more time with your colleagues versus your own family. In fact, this is going to be juicy for a lot of you. My best friend, Sarah, her marriage and life was completely obliterated by this personally. Her ex-husband, who, by the way, she was married to for 3 years and together for 10, he had an affair with a colleague who was 10 years younger. And by the way, this colleague very well knew that she was having an affair with a married man. And by the way, if these specific people ever listen to this podcast, just know I only wish the worst of things for you. But anyways, when it comes to an affair, especially in the workplace, should we put more blame on the man? Personally, I would probably say yes. when you are older and in a position of power, there is an imbalance when it comes to who to blame for a work-related affair. I mean, again, it depends on the specific situation. However, if a woman, even a younger one, goes into an affair knowing that the other party is married, they should also be partially to blame, because a conscience is a conscience. And I know there is a lot of controversy over this, but that's just my point of view. And this is also based on countless of affairs I've come across spanning 100 plus years. But back to this diary, from research, I saw on the 1930 census, when I was researching the man who wrote this particular diary, that his wife and daughter were not living with him in 1930, but instead were living with his wife's mother. But then in the 1940 census, it labeled her as being divorced. But what's interesting is that then I found a possible obituary for him, and it quoted his wife or ex-wife as being his loving wife, which it's confusing because in the 1940 census, it labeled her as a divorced woman. So I need to look into this more, because I want to know if this couple ended up staying together or splitting. I only started researching this diary this morning, but I do see at least one child they had together who also got married. So I'm hopeful that there are descendants to find for this man who did write this diary. And whatever I can't figure out through research, I'll hopefully find through communicating with the descendants. That's usually what happens. I always find out more information once I find a family member or a descendant to give the artifact back to. And by the way, yes, I very well know that this diary is sensitive. It has sensitive topics in it, but this is actually a great example of something that I would return to the family. No love children were revealed, and this was written long enough ago that there are so many generations between the living and the deceased that it wouldn't cause modern day controversy amongst living relatives. But when I do present this diary to the family, if I find the family, I'll always disclaim that there is sensitive information in it, and I'll give them the choice whether or not they would like to receive the item. Again, there are some families that just don't want to know these things, and I respect that, especially when it comes to topics like infidelity, death, pain, etc. But again, like I know, and I'm going back to the controversy on some of my TikToks where I talk about items that I purposely chose not to return. Even if something is distressing, I will still choose to return it to the family. And obviously, I will disclaim things. It is those artifacts that, again, I know will destroy a family or reveal something so horrible that it can't do any good. That's when I decide to let it be. But again, that's only been a handful of items. And I know what I'm doing. I've returned hundreds of these artifacts. So I know when it's right to return something, and I know when it's wrong to give a family something. But moving back to the historical point of view on cheating in and out of the workplace, I want to give you guys some telltale cheating signs to look out for. And by the way, these are just as much red flags now as they were 100 years ago. One, if your significant other is working longer hours all of a sudden and they never did that before, or always at work-related events, this is a flag that you need to be extra cautious of. And also, this is something that my best friend Sarah's ex-husband did. Oh, and I also forgot to mention he had sex with his younger coworker on a work ski trip a few weeks before he was supposed to move to Cali with his then-wife, my best friend. Just throwing that in there. Another red flag, putting in way more effort into their appearance could also be a telltale sign that your significant other is having a workplace affair. Maybe this is going to the gym more, or buying a new wardrobe all of a sudden, or even just putting in more effort to look good before a day at work. This is a common sign that your significant other is in the beginning stages of a relationship with someone else. Another common flag is changing their behavior at home, and sorry to be TMI, but especially in the bedroom. Odds are those new moves they have probably did not come from a magazine or the internet, and they learned it from someone else in person. Also, this may seem obvious, but if your relationship started out as an affair, it will end as one. Every single affair I have come across that stemmed from cheating ended with cheating. And I mean every single one. And that says something. Also, trust your gut. I know I mentioned this before, but spidey senses are real and women have them. Even some men have them. So if something feels off, something is probably off. Oh, and another great one. If out of the blue, they just start buying you gifts, they probably feel guilty about something. Big red flag to look out for. And if all of a sudden they start accusing you of cheating, this is a manipulation tactic to make them look like the anti-cheater. So if all of a sudden, out of the blue, they come to you and they say, I'm worried that you're cheating, like literally out of the blue without any evidence, manipulation, manipulation, manipulation. Now, on the other hand, if you are single or dating around, or even maybe you're at the beginning stages of a relationship, I also have some other red flags and warning signs to look out for. One is a big ego. If they have a big ego, they also probably have narcissistic traits as well. For example, do they always constantly talk about themselves? Do they always criticize you? Do they talk down about others? Are they hungry for constant attention or sympathy? Do they have a lack of empathy? Do they think everyone is just so completely jealous of them? These are some things to consider and ask yourself while you're dating or even when you're single. If you see any of these, run fast and run far. Another big red flag is love bombing at the beginning stages of a relationship. This is one that I've seen in almost all of the affairs I have come across, again, spanning 100 plus years. Essentially, love bombing is when your significant other overwhelms you at the beginning of a relationship with phone calls and texts every minute of every hour of every day. They will bombard you with lavish gifts all of the time. They will persuade you that you are soulmates early on, will want exclusivity extremely early on, will probably say things like, you're unlike any other girl I've ever met. Ugh. They'll get upset if your undivided attention isn't always on them. Love bombing is a big no-no, and jump ship right away if you see this. So, recap, I can say without a doubt that there are many affairs happening today, right now, right this second, that will probably never be exposed. As history has taught us, infidelity will remain to be a common practice hundreds of years forward, as it has been hundreds of years prior. And with the power of social media, although it's easier to expose these affairs, it's also just as easy to start them. Next episode, we are going to be talking about even more juicy artifacts and an affair that actually happened within my own family. And my dad will actually be a guest explaining the drama that went down. Don't miss it.